Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Cameron Phillips Podcast. I'm so happy to have you here with me today for episode 20, and we have a great episode in store for you today. And this is actually a different concept than what I was planning on doing for today, but, you know, it struck my mind, and I had to follow through with it. Today, we're talking about The Secret, the famous or infamous book that millions and millions of people had their law of attraction introduction through. I had my law of attraction introduction through The Secret back in 2008. I was only 13 years old in 2008, and I read The Secret in class. And reflecting back on it, it has had a profound impact on my life. And so many things have changed because of knowing this information. And when I looked back on it, it was pretty profound to really break down all of the little things that it has impacted in my life. So in today's episode, I want to give you a, 12-year breakdown of how knowing the law of attraction and implementing what I learned from The Secret has led to so many big changes in my life and some of the most profound manifestations and life happenings and just incredible things that have come to me from this book. And I brought this up, and the reason I'm talking about this today is because I obviously still have a copy of The Secret, and it sits on a little bookshelf next to my bed. And this week, I decided to pick it up and start flipping through it again. And there were some things in there that I had kind of forgotten about in my day-to-day manifestation, law of attraction, mindset work that I do to manifest my dream life and business that I'm actively doing. And there was a few things in The Secret that are really, really important that I completely forgot about. So I thought that it would be incredibly important to dive into that in today's episode and share with you some of the most profound things that The Secret has done for my life and some of the things that I have forgotten about that The Secret teaches that are incredibly important to help you transform your life and live your best life here on this earth. So if you're ready for that, make sure to, you know, honestly, make sure to relax and enjoy the episode. You know, it's all chill. We're here to having a great time, raise our vibration, and just live our life. So with that being said, thank you for being here. Let's dive into the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by my free training, Influencer Business Abundance. In it, I give you 14 action steps to help you make more money and find more fulfillment through your YouTube channel, Instagram page, or blog. This training is meant for those of you who have always wanted to get started making content online for side income or to work towards even building a full-time salary from your own business. It's also meant for those of you who already are influencers but feel kind of tired, burnt out, or stagnant energy around your business. This training incorporates mindset, manifestation principles to help get you back on track, business foundation skills that lead to more profitability and understanding your worth as a creator, and practical steps to start pitching and landing more paid collaborations. To watch this free video training, head to CameronPhillips.net/influencerabundance, where you'll find the video as well as the breakdown of all the topics covered. Again, that's CameronPhillips.net/influencerabundance for the free video training. I'm so passionate about this and think it is such a great resource, so it's free. Go check it out. Thanks so much. Okay, so The Secret. We're talking about The Secret. Now, I don't even remember where The Secret came to me. I think I started hearing about it. I don't know if someone gifted it to me. I don't know if I went to the bookstore and purchased it. But I remember sitting in my seventh grade class when I was living in Canada when I was younger. And we had that thing that they do when you're young in school where they have like silent reading every afternoon for 30 minutes. Did you guys have that when you were in school? It's kind of a funny concept looking back on it now. Everyone just sitting there silently. And it was honestly the last thing that any kid wanted to be doing. It was always at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'd sit there and read silently. And it was always like torture. And they had some weird name for it. I think it was USSR, unsustained silent reading. Wait, unsustained? Does that make any sense? Okay, I need to look this up. This is like way sidetracked. The point is that I started reading The Secret. And, you know, I was 13. I had no idea. 12 or 13, I had no idea what any of this was. I didn't know about the law of attraction. I didn't know about anything because they don't teach it to children. They don't teach you that the power of your mind is what's going to shape your reality. So I'm reading through it and I'm like intrigued by it. I think that, you know, it's good, but I think I approached it from the beginning with this like air of not skepticism, but just like this underlying belief that, oh yeah, like it's not really real. which I think is directly from, obviously, the conditioning that you get when you're in school and when you're growing up. Like, you know, this is reality. Like, you have to work hard to accomplish what you want. And, you know, just very much kind of the old lines of thinking. I mean, this was 2008. I think the world was a lot more unconscious. I think education was not quite as what it is now. I mean, I don't really know what the state of elementary education is right now, but I'm hoping it's a little more advanced in terms of using positivity and using the power of going at life with ease and being able to know that you can create anything to help bring your future to you, rather than, I think, a lot of the lessons I learned of how you have to push and work hard and struggle and hustle. And yeah, all those things are great, but if you're doing it with the wrong attitude, like, you're never going to get anywhere. You're just going to burn yourself out and be stressed, and that's just the fact. But we were never taught that. Anyways, so I started reading The Secret, and yeah, a bit of skepticism, but I was like, you know what, like, hey, I'm going to just believe this, and I'm going to start, you know, I'm going to will things into my life. Like, I can do anything. Like, I'm ultimately all powerful, which is what the book preaches. And I remember reading it in class, and we were living in Canada. We were about to move back to the US in, like, you know, any month now. We had thought it was going to be sooner than it ended up being. But I was reading in class, and we had just gone actually down to the US to Florida to look at homes. And we saw this house that we really liked. And I, you know, didn't really have much of an ultimate say in the decision. I was only 13 years old. But I put a photo of one of the homes we looked at in the book. And I used it as my bookmark because I think I was really excited about moving to Florida. I think I really liked this house. I don't know really what the motivation was, but I put this photo in the book. And so I looked at it every day for a few weeks while I read it. And then maybe, you know, here and there through the summer. So 6 months later, this was in, you know, April or May, and this is now October. We end up moving to Florida and live in not that house, but a house in the same neighborhood, literally probably 10 houses away from the photo that we looked at, which I think there's definitely some kind of coincidence there. I think that's kind of interesting to look at. And that's something that I have never even thought about up until yesterday when I was really starting to go over all the things that have happened in my life. I think partly based on where I started focusing my mind and my energy, all things I learned through The Secret. So let's, before we get into the kind of bigger things, let's go through a recap of what The Secret is for those of you who might not be familiar with the book or maybe familiar with the Law of Attraction and Manifestation, but don't really know what The Secret itself teaches. So I know this because I'm very fresh on it. The Secret really emphasizes focusing your energy on what you want instead of what you don't want. Which, you know, we talk about the Law of Attraction and Manifestation and how it's like you need to live from that feeling as if it's already done. So let's say, let's go back to money. Let's say I want to make $100,000 this year. What does it feel like for that already to have happened? You can't just think, I made $100,000. Like, great. You have to, like, feel and act as if you're the person that has already done it. You know, what are you chasing? Like, how are you expecting to feel? Like, why do you want to feel that way? Like, what does it mean to make $100,000 a year? How is that going to make you feel? You know, not being able to, like, we're not talking about being able to go out and buy a pair of shoes or, like, whatever. We're talking about how it's going to make you feel to get to that point, and then using that energy inside to live from that place now and get you there and literally will it into your life. That's the principle of Law of Attraction, Foundation, Manifestation. But The Secret specifically talks about how when you're working towards this, you need to only give your energy to the things that you want to happen instead of the things that you don't want to happen, which is such a plague of modern life, i.e. worrying. Worrying is like the number one example of this. By worrying, people think that they have some kind of control over the future or the outcome, and they think that by worrying about things, it can lead them to avoid outcomes, which obviously makes no sense, but to the human brain and to the way that society works, it does make sense because we all do it and we all think that it's the right thing to do or just like the normal thing to do, to worry endlessly about things. But the fact is, it really makes no impact on the future outcome. If anything, it makes a negative impact on the future outcome. It never helps a situation. And the whole principle of The Secret is acknowledging that when you give power to these thoughts of the things you don't want to happen, you take away from the energy you give towards the things that you do want to happen. So again, going back to money, let's say I want to focus on the abundance of I want to make $100,000. But if my why is because I don't have enough money now, or because I'm not making enough money to live a comfortable lifestyle every month, or I'm not making enough money to easily pay my bills, if I'm focusing on needing more and that like scarcity mindset, if that's the why and if that's what I'm focusing on, that is what you're actually going to manifest. You're not going to manifest making more money and being more abundant because you're focusing on how little you have now as the reason you want to get more. The solution to this is by just focusing on that abundance, just focusing on what you want and the positive side of it, and not approaching it from the place of I want it because I don't have enough now. Instead, you approach it because you want to connect with that feeling of what that's going to bring to you, and disregard the feelings of lack, the feelings of insufficiency, the feelings of scarcity. You can't focus on that because that's not going to get you towards that outcome. So how do you do this? This is something that I just started doing again in kind of my morning manifestation journaling and gratitude journaling. It's through gratitude, and it's through going, let's stick with the money theme here. It's through seeing where money is coming into your life now and realizing how abundant you already are and using that to fuel your energy moving forward. So that could be as simple as like what I'm doing right now is making a list of 10 money things that I am grateful for and already in abundance for every single morning. So I could say like, I'm so grateful that I got paid this $250 for this one brand deal I did, or I'm so grateful I got this $1,000 payment from whoever. Like, I'm so grateful that I got this for free when that would have cost me, you know, $600. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I know that I have $500 coming to me next week. It's talking about like the things that you do have coming to you and the things you already are grateful, instead of writing down like, imagine if I sat there and wrote down, I am scared because I don't have enough money to be contributing, you know, $10,000 in my savings account every month, or I don't have enough money to be paying off my credit card every month, or like, what would that accomplish? Nothing but making you feel worse about your current situation. So the whole concept of The Secret is to focus on the abundance and shift your energy to what is working in your life instead of worrying about what isn't working. And through that, you elevate your vibration, you align yourself with more opportunity and abundance in the future, and you can move yourself towards those bigger abundance goals that you're fixated on, and not focusing on the limiting beliefs, the lack, the scarcity, and the things that you don't want. Because at its essence, you're going to get what you think about. You're going to get what you feel. You're going to get the level of energy that you vibrate on. So why don't we take that back to the present moment and raise our vibrations by shifting on what we do want, by vibrating on what we do want, by acknowledging what we already have. And that is the principle, and honestly quite profound, because I think I had forgotten how important it is to not give power to the limiting beliefs and to these scarcity thoughts. Like, that does not get you anywhere. All that does is take away from your bigger manifestation. So I'm so grateful that I picked up The Secret and was reminded of that, because it's so important. And even the past couple days doing my money manifestations, working towards my big money goal this year, I feel just really good being able to write down all the things that I do have in my life that are abundant. And instead of seeing the situation as, wow, I'm so far from this goal, I can see it as, wow, I have all this money coming in, I have this money coming in. And even though if those dollar numbers are not around the numbers they need to be to get to my big goal, I'm still vibrating from an abundance standpoint because I'm acknowledging what I do have, and that is iconic. So we love that. Okay, so that is a long-winded overview of The Secret, but I think you guys can understand that it's about focusing on what you do want. So if you get one takeaway from this podcast, go into your life today, after you finish this podcast, with that abundance energy of focusing on what you want today. Focus on what you want more of. Focus on what you already have. Stop thinking about what you don't have or what you want, right? I mean, or what you're like wanting and like pining for. Feel the vibration of the abundance already in your life. Okay, amazing. I'm done ranting. The Secret. So I learned The Secret, and this principle of vibrating on the wavelength of what you want stuck with me. And I really think that it has brought a lot of important big things into my life that might not have been achievable if I didn't know that where you focus your thoughts is where you get. Let's start with the first example that almost feels a little psychic in addition to Law of Attraction. So in high school, I was in an a cappella group, LOL, literally laugh out loud. I was in an a cappella group, and we decided to enter this competition, which we had never done before. It was the same competition that they actually do in Pitch Perfect, the movie. It is a real thing, and you go through the regional level, and then you go to the national level. So we decided to compete in the Southeastern regional competition level, which was the first level to get in, but the only level before you get to the finals. And we had to get first in order to move on to the finals. And we had never, we were like pretty good, but we had never entered this competition before, and we just decided to this year. And I remember on our way there, I knew we would win. I just knew we would win. I'm like, we're going to win this competition, like, obviously. And I carried that energy. And then I remember distinctly, like, trying to give that energy to everyone else. I remember, like, pushing it out to everyone else in the group of this, like, if I focus all my energy on winning and show up and give everyone else that energy, we're going to win. You know, I'm not going to focus on, like, what if we lose or it's more than likely that we lose, because it obviously was more than likely that we lose. We had a 9 out of 10 chance of losing and a 1 out of 10 chance of winning. You know, we didn't know the other groups. Obviously, they were all exceptional to get to this level. And yeah, so I just knew we were going to win. And I only focused on thoughts of winning, and I projected that energy when I was talking to everyone before we went out there, and then we won. We literally won and went to New York for the finals and competed at the national level in New York City over a weekend, which was absurd. Obviously, there were other factors going on here besides just myself. Like, this was part of a group. This was outside judges. But I really do feel like I imparted an energy over the group that day, even, like, psychically. I felt this energy, and I gave it off. And we did it, which was kind of crazy. And I remember distinctly thinking afterwards about the Law of Attraction and how I only focused on that winning outcome. Wow. Okay, the second one. This one's big, too. So one night, I was lying in bed, also in high school. I think this year was 2011? 2012. No. When was it? Maybe 2011. It must have been 2012. Oh my God, no one is interested in this. I think it was 2012. So I started college in 2013, in the fall of 2013. That means I applied for schools in October, November of 2012. So in early 2012, I was laying in bed one night. It was like 1:30 in the morning. It was the summertime and I couldn't sleep. And I was on YouTube. I can feel this. I remember this. I was laying in my bed on YouTube, perusing the internet, and I somehow came across the, like, admissions video for UCLA and USC, both schools in Southern California, obviously. And I remember watching the videos, and they were both honestly pretty similar. It was just kind of like their ad piece. And I was like, wow, okay, so maybe I'll go there. I just remember thinking, like, oh, if I apply, like, I'll get in. Like, once again, without a doubt. There seems to be a common theme here, even if you listen to my last episode too. There seemed to be a common theme there. I was like, if I apply, I'll get in. Like, I can go there, obviously. So I just remember thinking that night, just thinking, oh, wow, like, maybe this is for me. Like, maybe this is what it's going to be. And so then I, you know, moved through the next couple months. I went on a tour of both of these schools. I actually didn't even tour UCLA. I had an unofficial tour, as in I walked around. At USC, I had an actual, like, tour guide and, like, learned history and whatever. So I, you know, November came around. I did the application for the California schools. I applied to three, but I knew that I applied to Berkeley, Santa Barbara, and UCLA, but I knew that I'd go to UCLA if I got into UCLA. I got into all of them. Oh, wait, I just ruined the story. Oh my God. Okay, well, yeah, so spoiler alert, I got into UCLA. And I did not realize at the time that that was, I guess, a big deal. And I still don't even see it that way, but I guess it kind of was, because statistically, that was the first year they had over 100,000 applicants, and it was the most applied to school in the world. And that year they only had a 15% acceptance rate, and out of the 15,000 people they accepted, only 6,000 were actually in the class. So yeah, I got in, and I never expected anything other than to get in. I remember when I found out, it was like 4 months later, it was in March. I was in downtown Tampa and I got the email. Everyone was way more shook than I was. I was just like expecting it. I just knew that it was gonna like the only op- of course I was gonna get in. Like, of course I was gonna get in. And so I got in. I think that if I had approached that situation from the very beginning thinking that it was really difficult to get in and thinking that I had to be absurd to get in, I thought that about some other schools like Stanford, Northwestern. I didn't get into either of those schools. But I got into NYU, UCLA, UC Berkeley. I guess those were the best schools that I applied to besides Stanford and Northwestern that I didn't get into. And I had really good grades and a really great, you know, resume and whatever, like all that stupid stuff you do to get into school. And I took it very seriously at the time too, but the only one that I really didn't take seriously was UCLA because I just knew I'd get in. And now reflecting on that, that was a pretty big accomplishment. And it's not just like you apply and get into UCLA. It is a very academically rigorous, I guess, vetting process or acceptance rate. Like, it's not just easy to get into. And at the time, I did not allow that thought to attach to me. It was always easy. And it was easy. And it worked. Wow. Amazing. So let's go to health-wise. Especially when I was traveling like a lot in 2015, 2016, I remember specifically a few instances where I felt like I'd be laying in bed at night and I felt like I was getting sick. And it was a situation where I was about to go on a trip or like whatever, I already was on a trip and I was like, I cannot get sick right now. But instead of thinking that, because by the law of attraction, by like the secret teachings, the word not does not exist. So if you say, I'm glad I'm not sick, the universe hears that as I'm glad I'm sick. It doesn't hear the word not. So you have to switch it to something else. So instead of saying, I'm glad I'm not sick, you say, I'm glad I'm healthy. I'm so grateful that I'm healthy. I'm so grateful that I'm thriving. I'm so great that grateful that my body feels amazing. I'm so grateful that, you know, my sinuses are clear, you know, so on and so forth. Instead of saying, I'm so grateful I'm not sick right now, right? That still carries the energy of sick because the word not doesn't exist. So I remember laying in bed many times where in any other situation, I'd be like, I'm getting sick. I'm so obviously getting sick. Like my nose hurt, my throat hurt. Like it was that full like evening before you come down with getting sick feeling. And I laid in bed and just literally only thought about how good my body felt and how grateful I was to be completely healthy and perfect. And I would wake up in the morning and had not come down with the sickness. And I've done that many times. I've done that probably notably 4 or 5 times where I felt it coming and then only focused on health and on feeling amazing when as I was falling asleep, despite my nose hurt, my head hurt, my throat closing, you know, I blocked all that out and only channeled the energy of healthy and feeling amazing. And guess what happened? I woke up and was okay and did not actually end up getting sick. Wow. That, I mean, they talk about that a lot in The Secret, The Power of the Mind to Heal the Body, which also goes along with Joe Dispenza work, who Joe Dispenza is amazing. He is really kind of one of the most aligned figures to what I am passionate about and what I talk about and teach you guys of how when you meditate and when you use manifestation and the law of attraction and control your mindset, you can literally shift the fabric of reality even at a biological level within your body. I mean, he has done and worked with other people have done many studies that directly can show the link between your thoughts and the implications it has on your physical body through cells, through DNA. It's incredible work. It's amazing work. And in The Secret, they talk a lot about health and they talk a lot about, you know, your mindset towards health and people being cured of amazing or incredible stories of being cured from like disease and chronic illness and crazy things. And I'm not on here promoting not going to the doctor, but I think that it's so stupid to not use these tactics as well and along with treatments, especially if you have a severe illness. Like, what is the worst thing that can happen from you feeling amazing and channeling vibrations of health and vitality when you're fighting a disease? What is the worst thing that can happen? Nothing. You're literally just setting yourself up for success when you channel the energy and vibration of health. If you sit there and ruminate on how sick you are and how terrible you feel, how do you think you're going to feel? Even worse. It's just like, wow. And the fact that it's been proven to have an impact is so profound. I love that. The next one, my relationship, my 2.5, almost 2.75 year relationship with someone who I love so deeply and now live with in Canada. I wanted to be in a relationship for most of college and just never really found people who were great, you know, had a lot of people just kind of play me, and it was just not good. It was really not good. And I would try and get with specific people. I would try and get people to fall in love with me. I'd try and get people to like want to date me. And I'd harbor these like specific people like time and time again until I thought, you know what? Let's apply the law of attraction. Let's apply the secret. And I'm just going to feel the vibration of already being in love with the perfect person for me. And little did I know that that person was already in my life, but I just hadn't connected with them yet. And now, and then it literally all just like manifested. As soon as I dropped the specifics of specific people I wanted to be with and just felt the feeling of just being in love, it came to me. Wow, this sounds so like simple and profound, but it really like, I guess, happened that way. Wow, that's amazing. The moment I gave up on the specifics and just vibrated the energy of feeling loved and feeling like it was already there, it was there. The perfect person came out of the blue in a completely random way. Crazy. More on that in a future episode. Also, we're going to talk about the butterfly effect, which I think is incredibly amazing and so true and so relevant for doing mindset and business work and manifestation. Quick preview to that. The butterfly effect is basically like teeny little changes in your life now can have incredibly huge impacts on your entire life moving forward, in ways that are unbelievable, and it's backed by science, and it's incredible. Anyways, so we did health, we did relationship, we did school. Let's talk about money. So many times with money. Oh my God. I have always been a flip-flopper for emotions of money, and I finally learned how to really regulate my thoughts and get on and stay on the right energy around money. But looking back, I can see why I've not always been as financially abundant as I deserve, because I've not always approached it with the right attitude. Why? I focus on that scarcity piece so much. But then I'll switch and forget about the scarcity piece, bring my thoughts back to the abundance, and money will just come to me. Things will just work. Debts will disappear. Cash will come into my life. Things will be given to me for free. It all like works. And then I'll flip back to the other place, and it'll be difficult for a few months. And I finally learned how to regulate myself and really stay on the path of abundance. And when I say abundance, it's all like that feeling. It's not me reckless. I would just listen to this coaching session about money, which was so good. And someone asked the question about law of attraction. And does that mean you need to like spend from the place that, you know, people say like, you know, act like you already make that $100,000 a year. And someone was like, does that mean that I should go and spend like I'm already making $100,000 a year? And the answer is absolutely not, because that would be irresponsible. It's, you know, this, the decision of saying that, you know, even a lot of us with credit cards, it's like, oh, I could buy this right now. Like I could afford this, but I don't need to. It's not saying, oh, I can't afford that. Like I can't do this. I can't. It's not that. It's saying I could, but I'm choosing not to, because I'm honoring my abundant state and there's a better use of my money and energy right now, right? It's not just going out and spending. So when I say abundant energy, I'm not just saying me going out and being frugal. I mean, reckless with money. You know, it could be hyper frugality. It's all about your relationship with money and how you feel about it, right? I mean, how many times are there people with, you know, tens of millions of dollars but feel like it's not enough, or have a bad relationship with it, or always feel like in lack of it? You know, and maybe someone at that capacity could be making $100 million, but they're still struggling with that lack and that scarcity. So for all of us in, you know, normal realms of money making potential, I mean, what is normal? Anyway, oh, that's a sidetrack. All of us in not tens of millions of dollars yet of money making capacity, how you feel about the money you do make now is incredibly important for what you do with it and how you increase it, and how you feel better about it and what you can do with it, right? It's about your relationship and your thoughts and your feelings with the money. So, money. Every time that I switched back to the, everything will work out. It's I'm abundant. Everything will work out. I will get there. You know, I don't know where the money's gonna come from, but it's gonna come. I'm gonna be able to do whatever I want, and it's gonna be fine. It always came. It always came. In college, it always came. We traveled so much. I never really spent that much money on it at all. But there'd be so many times where I'd need like more money and it would just come through like sometimes the most random ways, but it always worked out when I was in the abundant plane. It didn't work out when I was not on the abundant plane, and I would get even more stressed and more worried and more frantic and more scarce. But I would shift back and it would be fine. So much so to the point that we decided we were going to go to Alaska, which is arguably a very daunting task to do, to drive from Los Angeles to Alaska and back. How are we going to do it? How are we going to afford it? There was a lot of factors in play here. I mean, there was going to be a 3-week road trip, which is expensive enough as it is, let alone the gas for how far. It was like almost 10,000 miles of driving. You know, the hotel accommodations in very remote communities. And it was like, how are we going to do this? From the planning to the money to whatever. But we just decided that we were going to do it and saw it through. We decided that it was going to happen and we were going to make it happen. We did not for 1 second succumb to doubt or to fear or to thinking that it's difficult. If you listen to my last episode, you'll know the power of how you sabotage yourself when you think things are difficult. We decided we're going to do it. I decided the money was going to show up. I decided that we were going to be able to just plan it and it was going to work. And guess what? It did. I got random universe money, $3,000 randomly in a completely random situation, like beyond random. It was not even work. It was literally just given to me and not by a family member, by a corporation that was giving out random grants to creators. And they just decided to give me $3,000 totally like free. There was no obligation. It was honestly unbelievable. It was the definition of random universe manifestation money. Like it just came to me. That was crazy. $3,000. I used that $3,000 to buy a camper trailer that cost $1,500. And we lived in that for 3 weeks, which saved us probably at least $1,000 on motels. No, honestly, more like $2,000 if we had stayed in motels. And it was amazing. It made that trip possible. Because that brought it down to a financial standpoint of we could make it work. If we had to pay for hotels and motels every night, it would have been considerably more expensive. And then the trip would have not necessarily worked out as well. But because of that random money, I bought the camper, which allowed us to save money and do the trip. And we made it all work. How amazing is that? Like, that was incredible. That is one specific situation. But there's been so many other times where money would just come to me when I got on that abundant plane. And when I focused on the abundance I did have in my life instead of the scarcity. Wow. And so much travel too. Oh my God, so much travel. So many situations where exactly that. Like, I really want to do this. I don't know how it's going to happen, but we're going to make it happen financially and planning wise beyond Alaska. Like, even when we went to Bali, like, it was so inexpensive. Our flights were $500 round trip. Our Airbnb was totally free because of credit. It was amazingly simple, amazingly easy. And, you know, most people think of going to Bali and it costs them, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. I bet when you say to someone, you know, an 8-day trip to Bali, flying from North America with flights and a beautiful 2-bedroom villa with a private pool in a great area, they'd probably think $3,000 to $5,000 for that trip. My total was about $1,400 for that entire trip. And I went scuba diving. You know, we went to beach clubs. We went out to dinner. We had a 2-bedroom villa with a private pool, airfare around the world. We took a driver for the day to went to Ubud, the Monkey Forest. We did all this for $1,400, which is incredibly inexpensive for a trip of that much magnitude. And I made YouTube videos from it, which probably gave me a few $100 back in AdSense revenue. So let's talk about that. That's a manifestation. That's deciding I'm going to be able to do something and making it happen through things just coming into my life. Like the Airbnb credit, like the great deal on flights, like the great deals we found when we were there for tours and activities, you know, and that's when you apply these things to just believing fully that it can happen. And then it comes true. Oh, it's so good. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to give me a review on iTunes. I'm so excited to keep sharing amazing content with you. And I'm actually also going to bring this into a video format as well to put on my YouTube channel to help get some more exposure for the podcast as well. I need to work on doing some of the specifics to make that happen in terms of the video recording and setting that up. But look out for that in the next few weeks. I'm so excited to get that started. So thank you so much for being here. I hope you have an amazing, abundant day. I'll see you guys in the future. Make sure to head to cameronphillips.net to find out everything about me and see my free resources for how you can become more abundant. Amazing stuff. Love you so much. So grateful for all of you. See you soon. Bye-bye.